One of the most significant organizations here in our community that deals with hunger relief is Porch. And we are joined in the studio to start the show by two of the co-founders of Porch, Christine Cotton and Debbie Horwitz. Christine, Debbie, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Good. Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you for having us.
So give us a sense of the situation. You've been out active in the community, talking with folks who are giving, talking with folks who are in need. What are you seeing? What are you hearing?
The situation out there from a community perspective is actually quite good as far as our donors. People are really stepping up to the plate in a variety of aspects. For those in need, not so much. The situation is, not to be alarmist, but I think it's bordering on dire. These folks really don't know where their meals are going to be coming from. They don't know how long they're going to be having their jobs. So that does really put people in difficult situations. So Porch is trying our hardest to rise to the occasion. We're helping in a variety of areas while maintaining what we've always done for the past 10 years, but we also want to step it up as best we can to help out because we know folks need it more than ever.
Yeah, and in terms of the details, what should people know about the need?
I think the key is that we are continuing to provide support to families who depend on us every month. We serve 465 families who live at or below poverty level, and we typically provide them with over a week, 10 days worth of fresh food, fresh healthy food, and non-perishables. Those families, because we are unable to congregate safely, have received $50 gift cards, every one of those 465 families. So we're trying to maintain support of the families we serve, but we also know that there are many others out there who really need it. And so just in the last 3 days, we have been contacted by so many, the Orange County Department of Social Service, Club Nova, the Jackson Center, so many other organizations that are actually, recognizing that people need immediate emergency support. For those organizations like IFC and Rogers Road Community Center, we are doing a few things. We're directing food donations to those who are accepting them, and that does include Rogers Road Community Center, it includes IFC, it includes the Orange County Department of Social Service in Hillsborough and in Chapel Hill. And even the Jackson Center on Rosemary in Carrboro, Chapel Hill over there, OCIM in Hillsborough, they will all accept non-perishable food donations and we'll get those out to community members. We are also taking donations through us, converting those into gift cards that can also be handed to people at every one of these locations.
You're talking about cash donations.
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Cash donations. We are, just purchased $5,000 in gift cards that will be distributed in the community so that that can provide emergency service directly to organizations that are, receiving people who have needs. So,
and the gift cards are Food Lion gift cards, is that
right?
Those
are Food Lion gift cards, so they can be used, hopefully for food, but other provisions if they need them. In addition to that, we have deployed tons of volunteers to help in the community partners feeding program through the schools. I'll let Christine talk about that, but we are currently populating six sites today where community members, Porch volunteers are being organized to distribute these community meals on site, help packing some of these meals, all while maintaining social distancing so that we're doing this safely and so that we don't jeopardize this program. We want to make sure that these school meals, and I think one of the issues is that people need to know that they're out there. So Porch has connections to organizations, but also directly to our families. And we have made phone calls, we've texted to make sure that families are showing up to these community feeding sites at sites around town. I'll let Christine talk more about that.
Yeah. Are they showing up to those? I know in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, it's kind of similar to the Food for the Summer program where you've got those couple dozen sites around town. And I know Orange County Schools are doing the same thing at, 5 or 6 different pickup sites. Durham County Schools doing the same. All of these school districts are offering these for families and for kids who are going to be going out, going without the school lunches. Is the food getting to people who need them?
Yes, the food is getting out there. This has been amazing partnership between the Chapel Carrboro City Schools. I mean, hats off to the child nutrition and to transportation, because without them, this would not be happening. It's the buses that are delivering them. We're working with a coalition of local churches and Porch as well, and we are getting, just today, we got meals to 1,200 kids.
Wow.
So these kids are coming out.
Just today.
I just got the numbers now. And each one of these kids is getting a breakfast, a lunch, and a snack.
It's so really nice
that's
food,
fantastic.
Too. I mean, yesterday,
yeah.
Every kid got an apple. Every kid got an orange and a half. There were, you know, chicken sandwiches
and milk
cheese
and turkey.
Although
nice
now
food.
I have to ask, how do you give away half an orange? That gets messy after
a while. They literally got an orange and a half.
All right.
Exactly.
I like it. And I like the idea of gift cards as well, because, and I'm walking through the grocery store and trying to think of, okay, what is it that people need? There are those sections of the grocery store where everyone has rushed to and that shelf is empty, but there's still a lot of stuff at the grocery store. And you're never going to be able to think of everything, right? For everything that you think of, there's always five other things that people need that maybe didn't occur to you. So those $50 gift cards can help each individual family, like, really provide for themselves.
Actually, that's very true. And also, a lot of folks, as probably I have done too, have stockpiled for this, right? I mean, you're going out, you're getting a couple weeks worth of provisions. And I think with the gift cards, if they don't need to use it for 2 weeks from now, then they will have it when they need it.
Go and use it 2 weeks from now.
Exactly. Yep. It's not fresh. It's not going to go bad. It's not going to expire. They will have it to use it when they need it. And I think that's the best thing that Porch can be doing for these families.
It also accounts for, you know, the fact that we can't know for sure that everyone will eat pasta and sauce.
Yep.
I mean, there are cultural considerations, there are dietary considerations. And when we assume and just give a random bag of food, though it may feel helpful, we can't know for sure that everyone's going to eat peanut butter. And this way, people can make their own choices. They can use it where needed, and it's an immediate, what we hear from people is how grateful they are.
Mm-hmm.
And these gift cards are going to make a difference. We plan to continue to provide as challenges arrive in the future. I mean, I think that what Porch is good at is really using our expertise in logistics, in recruiting volunteers, in communicating with our partners, our nonprofit partners right here in town, to really adjust organically to meet the need. And we know that what we're facing now is going to be a very different picture than what we face potentially even tomorrow, the way the environment is changing and the situation is changing, and we need to be prepared to respond.
Yep. Speaking with Christine Cotton and Debbie Horowitz, chapelhill.porchcommunities.org for more information on Porch Chapel Hill Carrboro, and hillsboro.porchcommunities.org for Hillsboro,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly, yep.
So you can get information from both different sites as well. And, I mean, Debbie, you mentioned this, the long list of organizations that are stepping up their efforts to help, and it's the two-sided coin. Whenever there is a crisis in this community, and we have faced lots of crises, nothing specifically like this in a while, but faced a lot of crises in our community before. And every single time, I get the same feeling, which is that there are so many people who are in need, and the need just continues to grow. And so do the number of people and the number of organizations that are stepping up to meet the need. And that's happening last week and this week, and you know it's going to continue to happen through the rest of the spring and into the summer. And that's a really heartening thing.
Yeah, we feel hopeful because we do. We are so lucky to live in a community where people are generous, where people care about each other, where people work together. And I think that, we at Porch have tried to sort of live those ideals that we work together, we can be better together. If we stick together, we can serve people who need it more than others.
So how can people help you help people? What do you need? How can people help?
I think there's two ways that people can help. There's a variety of ways. One is to go directly to the Porch website, and we are continuing to collect cash donations for our families. We don't know how long this gift card operation is going to work or last. We don't know if we're going to have to modify it next month or 3 months. That's the best thing that we can do right now, is to collect the cash, because then that will help us if we go into a situation, if we're buying non-perishables or back to buying fresh produce, we'll have that to work with. Another way that folks can help in the community is to go to publicschoolfoundation.org. I'm flipping hats a little bit here on that board.
I was going to say, you're involved in like 16 different organizations. Yeah.
I know. I'll be honest. I'm switching. But as part of the community, the Partners Feeding Program, PSF is collecting the funds for that. And again, we don't know how long we're going to have to be providing the school lunches for the kids, or then the breakfast for the kids, and where the funding is going to come from. The district is dedicated, the child nutrition department is dedicated just to feeding the children, worrying about reimbursement later, and we're only able to do that because people are being so generous, and we're able to say to child nutrition, order what you need, volunteers put out what they need. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to worry about it later because we know that the support is there.
And if you go to info@porchcommunities.org, we're happy to share the list of local pantries, food pantries, and organizations, like I mentioned, Orange County Department of Social Service, IFC, Rogers Road Community Center, the Jackson Center, all of which are accepting food donations, and we'll then get those out to people who need it in the community.
And that's just sending you an email, right?
Email. Yep. They can also check our website. We'll make sure that if you click on the red line going through on our
scrolling through,
that'll take you to coronavirus emergency response information.
Awesome. Anything else that people need to know?
I was going to say, we just want to thank people out there because the community has stepped up in all aspects of what Debbie and I and Susan and all of Porch and all the district have been working on. And we just really want to say thank you so much. We so value your support. The community is able to meet the need because people are very generous and people are very trusting. And we take that very seriously. And we want to continue to serve and we will continue to serve.
Debbie?
We are so grateful. We pretty much thought the same thing. We're so grateful for this help, that together we are strengthening the safety net. We're grateful for that.
And again, chapelhill.porchcommunities.org for more on Porch Chapel Hill Carrboro, hillsboro.porchcommunities.org for more on Porch in Hillsboro, both doing amazing work in our community, as always, but especially now. Christine Cotton, Debbie Horowitz, thank you so much for being with us and for all you're doing.
Thank you, Aaron. Aaron.